The Mind and the Heart, Part 3, Unity and Division. The mind divides, the heart unites. Yesterday, I was poring over some accounts while George was studying calculus. We were both very much in our minds. We met on a street corner and started a conversation. It happens that George and I like different colours, different kinds of music, different foods, different movies and sporting teams. After 5 minutes of our conversation, we made a long list of all our differences. Today, I'm singing my favourite songs, and George has been meditating, so we're both centred in our hearts. We meet on the street again and chat. After 5 minutes, we make a new long list of all that we have in common, our shared loves, passions, and interests. Yesterday, our minds separated us. Today, our hearts have united us. So the mind and heart operate. The mind builds walls between us. The heart sees and feels only our oneness. The mind suspects. The heart loves. The mind grasps. The heart offers. The mind frowns. The heart smiles. The mind judges and criticizes. The heart accepts and forgives. The mind dominates. The heart liberates. The mind hesitates. The heart accelerates. The mind sees problems. The heart seeks solutions. The mind sees spots on the moon. The heart sings to the moon's beauty. The mind abhors the thorns. The heart adores the rose. The mind is old, tired, and pessimistic. The heart is ever young, fresh, and optimistic. The mind is master of the world. The heart, servant to the world. The mind espouses superiority in separativity. The heart proclaims unity in diversity. The shouting, arrogant mind knows nothing. The whispering, humble heart knows everything. The mind asserts me. The heart proclaims us. The mind reduces me to my little lonely ego. The heart expands us to the wide universe and beyond.